quick son who always says yes indeed. I'm coming again, yes, I'm sorry, but it's back. I'm coming again, I can't make myself well. Maybe I could, right? Ah, wishes. Ah, right, wishes. Okay, so yesterday, very quickly, we said yesterday, we spoke about our offers of food before meal. We made a quick summary. And we said pastures, so one person has something to eat before he starts his pasta, his bread meal. He's gnashing, wherever he is, he's hungry and he can't wait. The business hasn't turned up on time. Whatever reason it is, really, you should make a brocha achrona on those items first. That is the general plan. There are a few exceptions. Exception number one, we said, was foods that are meant to be oil tied to achila, anything they eat, which is meant to arouse that, and you'll do it for that purpose. Very important, actually. You'll do it for that purpose. You want to help the company start working. So I don't know this, but apparently herring is good for this. The herring is apparently. Apparently herring is very good for the digestive system, gets the juices working. So if he's eating herring, he likes to do it at all, to come on to start the stomach working, then he has to be very cautious, got no shakes to me at all. But if he's doing it for a purpose, that when the meal starts, it starts working in the meal, then there's a big shadow to do. There's a big shadow to do whether it's part of the meal or not part of the meal. So we say, pastures, you do not make it very cautious. But if you can avoid it, then try to avoid the situation. It's a bit of a question. Some are showing not so happy with this. So if you can avoid it, it's better to avoid it. That was number one. Number two, we said that foods are eaten before a suitor's pass, but you're going to use that brother for the meal. That means, for example, that was an apple before the meal. And he wants to have an apple in the meal as well. So that boiled pre-ate, that's before the meal, is going to be used for the meal as well. Then, that will help, and you don't make broken poshers. That means, I'll clarify this because I'm so clear yesterday. That means that's posher. If you make a piece of kegel before the meal, that's got no shakers to me. You don't need that broken poshers on the meal. Because when you have pas, kegel is automatically included. So there's no broken poshers from before, which is working during the meal. Then you make broken poshers. If you're going to, let's say you have a sweet before the meal, you make shakel, you avoid the sweet, and you tend to have ice cream in a meal, so you need a shakel for that as well, you can connect it. When you make your shakel and your sweet, have in mind for the ice cream, that's also good. Then we spoke about kishmach m'suda. We said pasta, so when you make kishmach m'suda, everything's included, you don't make a brocha achrona. Also not so clear. And then finally, finish by havdalah. Havdalah is very complicated. Havdalah is a very big, great area. Someone makes havdalah before a meal. I said, this is rain again, Motsi and Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur, you make Abdullah.
Yeah, no, not
on wine. You know, she, you make Abdullah on wine.
And then Abdullah on wine, not Yom Kippur, yeah, I know that.
What?
You told me that yesterday.
Yeah, I told you this one, cried out, it's good. You have Abdullah, so you make Abdullah, and then straight away you have your meal. And now you've got a big shiloh, because what's happening, isn't that wine linked to the meal at all? It's still the case of Abdullah, because the case of Abdullah, you can't have them without the wine. Yeah. Here also, it's a bit like, it's not mummies. You don't have to have a Sudah after your Abdullah. So this is a big grey area, what this is. The best thing to do, this is a huge matter of exactly what to do. The best thing to do is to make other gefen first. That's the best.
Before you wash.
And if you can make it, but it has to seem better, that is really the best thing to do. If you didn't, you should have, sorry. The best is to, if you don't drink any wine in the meal, the best is to, what do you call it? To have other gefen first.
Well, you said the wine is to open up the stomach.
So that would approach the price of Kasha here. Yeah. Moshe says, here we're talking about you not doing for that purpose.
You just
make
Abdullah because of
Abdullah. Good point. I had this Kasha also a long time. Moshe speaks to that. Moshe says, let's talk about you don't do it for that purpose. Here, do it for Abdullah. You're not doing it to stroke and look at the stomach working. Mm-hmm. I can see us, but it looks like Moshe says you have to have a cup of wine for it. Yeah, that's what he says. If you're having some wine in the middle of the meal, I can't understand this. It's not so simple. But then it seems better not to make a brocha achrona and have wine and have picked some offerings about it. Now, new story there, Wishy. Now, a new bit.
You should really have done it before the meal.
I've done it before the meal. Yeah, quite right, Wishy. Very good, yeah. Right, now, there's a new bit. We've actually discussed in the past one part of it. Very interesting how about this over here. And that is, we spoke in the past, which we gave an old show, about wine puttering other drinks. That means a broad person makes a boiled bread offer on a cup of wine, and he wants to have a coffee, Coca-Cola, tea, whatever it is, he wants to have all other drinks, doesn't help. So there's a special lock about this. And he said that the brocha of wine, just like it patters, just like bread, patters all food items in a meal, Wine, because of its hashivas, does the same thing. It patters all drinks out of the cup. Now, there's an important condition to this, that let's just find this halacha. Kuf ein dadet. Kuf ein dadet. So here it says, sometimes it's quite out of vault. Yain poter kol min hamashkim. So wine patters all drinks. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is based on the halacha, which is quite merciful, that milvat shiur afal al shulchan. That means this halacha of wine exempting all other drinks is a number of conditions. Condition number one is that you must have the drinks on the table. That means, a good example, someone goes to a kiddush this morning, they want kiddush and maksik, that's all. So he makes boi prakof. Let's see, he's the makaj. Let's talk about the makaj himself first. The person eats kiddush, he drinks his wine. Actually, I was once at kiddush, actually, interesting. So the person, the Baal Simcha, came to wish a maltov. So he heard him make kiddush, and by the time I got to him, it took a bit of time. Anyway, I got to wish a maltov, he didn't say a word to me. I said, maltov, nothing. Maybe I'll hear anything, I don't know. Anyway, now I said, why was it? So we did. This person washed straight after kiddush. So he hadn't made how much he left a noise yet.
So why didn't he make a noise left a noise?
Because it was too quick, actually, and he had the time to sit down. So he was having his meal straight after, actually. So that's very good. But let's say you're not doing that. Let's say you're going to Kiddush, and you make Kiddush at the Kiddush, wherever it is. You make a point of crap off him, and then you start to have a cup of Coke, a cup of orangeade, a coffee, a tea. Now there, everything is on the table already.
Coffee's on the
table. Oh, the coffee, I don't know where it is. That's a good shout of the coffee. I saw someone speak about it, it's interesting. Let's say you've got the urn, but you haven't got the coffee made yet. That's a big shout of whether that helps, actually. Well, that's this point over here. You see, there might be another heter, but the vayla, ala shulchan means it's ala shulchan mamish ready to drink. So at Kiddush, normally, the cold drinks are on the table already. And therefore, that is included. When you make photograph, my friend, that is included. And you're allowed to, what do you call it, have any drink that you want there.
Including bronfen.
What?
Including bronfen.
Everything.
Including bronfen.
Everything, even chosh drinks. The Gemara said because wine is very chosh, and the wine will patter all the drinks. Which the Gemara says over here.
But it's all chomes, isn't it?
What?
Bronfen's chomes, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, Moshe. I just saw an Abbott last week. It was
going to
place that, Moshe.
Whiskey.
So, whiskey is not chomes, I don't know about bronfen. Why they keep off the bronfen on whiskey, Moshe, the place that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How can you make whiskey kosher present? I don't know.
It's not with the wheat.
Yeah. No, it's not with wheat. I don't understand you.
They call it.
I have shirvis kosher place. This is the head of all drinks. It must be in front of you on the table. Rishon Shuma Vorek. Kiddush number one. Then the Mishnah adds that yes, amen, that even if it's not in front of you on the table, but you know you're going to have it.
Oh.
And this will help you for your coffee, yeah? So someone makes Kiddush, Shabbos morning. He knows you're going to have a coffee and a tea, wherever it is, soon. The Bible's not made it. So he brings over here, yesh makilim, that if you're going to have, you know you're going to have the other drink.
Still in the fridge.
So that's a big question. What does that mean? What is the Mishnah taking on the halacha? It's not clear this either. He says, yesh makilim, I've been loyal for the rakshay data, the data led. Does he need to paskin like this? The maisa, I think minigal oda needs to be making like this. That if they know they're going to have it, then they rely on this very crack often, that will help. Okay? That's another way. And the third thing that's very important is the big question of how much wine must you drink to put all our drinks? Now that's clear. If someone has a modern lukum of a wine, a modern lukum is about for a beer, that's 44 mil, that zikr works. So generally speaking, the person who makes kiddush, he has this share 44 mil, he definitely exempts all other drinks. question is, all the other people who are at the table listening, and they have a sip of wine, that's a big question. Mission Brewer's very much one is actually Mission Brewer's Neuter, that does not help actually. But again, to solve it now, this is the question, what to do? So if you have, let's say, a sip, someone at the table has a sip of wine, and he knew he was going to have Coke and all the other things on the table, it's got a question about whether he makes sure or not.
That's sweet.
The best thing to do then is to have a sweet. Patrick with that. Okay? You've got a problem with Brock. I'll try that, but the master of Brock will show you, right? That is what we spoke to in the park. Now, there's a new hamacha, which I haven't spoken about before in the past here, which is very interesting, that not only does Boyle Priya Goffin patter all drinks that you're going to have, but your Adha Geffen will also help. That means if a person had, let's make it simple, he's at the table on the floor this morning, he makes Kiddush, he has in front of him, his coffee's already made, let's say, so he's got Kiddush on the table, and he knows he's going to have these two drinks now. So he makes Kiddush, and let's say he drinks the volume of the one, he drinks 44 mil, and he's quite full already, he has a piece of cake, and then he has his cup of coffee, and then he has his cup of Coke. Then he makes Adha Mechya with Adha Geffen. Once he's finished that, does he have to make Broin and Foshiks for his drink?
Why shouldn't he make
Broin and Foshiks?
No.
Where have I lost you?
He's made Kiddush. Okay.
He made Kiddush. Yeah.
What?
Okay.
You're going to what?
No, you're going straight away, maybe not. But let's say you're not going straight
away. Okay,
so you make Adha Mechya, and you're going to make Adha Geffen. So you make Adha Mechya and Adha Geffen for your Kiddush and what you've done. Now, do you make Broin and Foshiks for your coffee and your Coke?
Yes.
Why shouldn't they burn for
sure? It patterns you for brocha, but it doesn't patterns you for
coke and your...
What?
It patterns you for the brocha who's showing them, not the brocha.
Well, then you came separately.
I'm wrong.
The answer is, it patterns you for brocha, according to what? Shhh. It's not like a reish. Yes, I think it is. It's a fact.
See?
Oh, the world coming soon, I told you.
Definitely.
They're good for me to come. They're very good medicine.
How can I find where?
I'm listening to you.
So here's Reish Ches. Shosor Yai Lamayim. Someone drank wine and water. Ela Lamurach Lamayim Boreh Nefoshes. You should not make Boreh Nefoshes on the water. Shabekas Hayayim Pochosoi. Because the Brocha Ala Geffen works for the liquids as well. Shame Shem Brocha was showing the yain put to common in mushroom, just like the Brocha was showing of yain exempts all liquids. Hu Hadin, the after Brocha, Adha Geffen, also covers all liquids. So now you make no burning of foshes on your drink. Obviously,
if you have other shahakos, you have.
What?
You have other shahakos.
Oh, that's obvious. If you have other shahakos, you have crisps,
sweets.
Let's say something's a piece of quinoa, or we have a piece of meat, or a fish ball, or whatever we have, then of course he has to make bone and washes. He's not going to eat much at home, this person, if he's eating so much there.
So why do you so much at home?
I don't know. It's a good question, Richard. You look at the kids, I don't know
why they're not running. Why do you so
much at the kids? He's out of food, that's washing a bit bone and washing. But I'm talking about he's not. He's just having his cake,
so if you had your...
he's having his drink. That's all he's having.
If you've had herring for a kiddush, a new kiddush,
yeah.
You drink herring coffee
on a cracker.
On a cracker.
So very often you don't make very fresh on a cracker on the herring.
Well, I don't need to burn fushes in that as well.
It depends how I have to ask you. I once did a survey.
Don't make a cracker, you won't make burning fushes.
What?
If you're not making a cracker, are you making a cracker? If you don't make a shaka, there's no burning fushes.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good question. I'm going to do a survey here. So I was once at kids when I'm playing these unlocked actually. And the question is, when normally in the zone there's past everything. So wash it makes it very simple. Someone puts on a cracker and a little bit of cream cheese, some cream cheese. That's poshing. You make zonis on the cracker because the cracker's the main thing. The cream cheese is to enhance the body.
Yeah.
Some of these conditions we go to, you've got a cracker here, you've got piles of herring because always from the ceiling. Now that's a chiddush to say that herring is to enhance the cracker.
Yeah.
You're eating the herring
exactly.
And enjoying herring. Yourself. That's yeah. Two brothers that such a case could be very possible.
Two brothers.
What?
Two brothers.
Only two. Normally, put one piece of herring on a cracker, pastas to enhance the cracker. But some people, they stuff the herring bumpies and pack it up on the cracker with a lot of stuff on. Now, such a person there is doing he wants a herring. He's really enjoying his herring besides the cracker.
So
that
say,
could well be mixed two brothers. Then, if you make shaking the herring,
can I make a mazoinus? First on a cracker, then put the herring on, and then say shaking and put the whole thing on my mouth?
With
the cracker?
How much herring are you putting on?
Whatever, one piece of herring. I make a mazoinus. I want the herring.
What?
My ick is the herring.
What jam on your...
My ick is the herring. I
cannot have... jam your cracker, cream cheese on your cracker as well.
No, but that's covering the thing. My ick is the herring. I will not have a cracker. I'm not going to have a cracker for Giddish. It's the herring I want.
I'm not covering it, so you're right. You wouldn't have it by itself, yeah?
No, I wouldn't have crackers. No.
You don't have the herring by itself?
No.
Right, so you want the blend. So it's hard to know what...
So I want the blend. So I make a mazonis. I'm happy to make two brothels. I make a mazonis. I have one piece of herring. I make sure I put the whole thing in my mouth.
On its own? Make
no,
not,
no, he
no.
Wait, he's a copy himself. He likes to make his copy for some reason. Right. So he wants to make it, so he's going to crack it first.
Right.
Then put a piece of herring on the cracker.
Make the
cracker on the herring. Which
and then eat the whole thing in my mouth. Yeah, I don't want herring on my own. I won't eat herring on its own. I have it on the cracker. Can I make one brocha and have two things in my mouth? What's it, why? Is that a problem?
What?
I'm making a shahaka and put mazonis in my mouth with shahaka, is that a problem?
No,
that's what I'm asking.
First, I'm not sure if you have to make shahaka. I'm not convinced you have to make shahaka, that's what I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know. I must say, I was a kiddish once, I asked had three different people, three different answers. One told me that crackers the main thing, one told me that herring's the main thing, and the third one told me that's both. Which is true, the mice are different. You've got different ideas. What?
To hold the herring.
To hold it, that's about that. That's everything. If you just manage to hold it, you don't affect the first one. But I think it's true that. I think people like the blend.
What's the blend?
Because why can't you take four? Why can't you hold the herring together? If there'd be a four, then we'd take four.
No.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. I think it's the blend. It's the blend that you like. I think there's some herring inside up.
Yeah.
What's a good idea?
Samples.
Anyway, the kitzer, this is now for Brocha Achron. So Brocha Achron, someone's had a normal stand of the kiddush, he's had cake, wine, and coke, and coffee. He just makes al hakefer.
Yep.
It's repasso.
Is that even if he didn't have in mind that the coke when he had his Brocha Achron? The Brocha was showing that it wasn't mitzi, it was the table.
That I feel like I'm going to ask a question. You ask some questions. Great question was asked, very, very good. Now, that is simple. I would like to start off simple. That's my policy. Start off simple, and we'll see after that. Yeah? So, the violin got a simple case. He's made kiddish. He's had crackers and cake and drinks, galore, coffee, coke, orangeade, and wine. And he had it, was on the table, he had it in mind. That passed it. The big question is now, that will come to you really, is let's say, for example, a person had a cup of made kiddish. No.
The drinks were on the table.
A person made kiddish at home. He's made the kiddish, and he has a good time, and then he comes to a kiddish somewhere in someone else's house. The first thing he does, he has a can, he has some coke, he pours himself a shaka, he'll borrow it, he pours himself a cup of coke. He has a whole cup. And then he says, you know, what about a bit of wine, actually? He's a great, you say, pours a cup of wine, makes boy of Prague offer. Now that boy of Prague offer didn't help for his shaka because he made a shaka
afterwards.
What?
Made it afterwards.
Made afterwards. The question now is, my friends, when he makes al hakefen, will the al hakefen pattern the...
We said that. You have to make a...
When did we say that?
We discussed it.
When did we discuss
the meeting? Before or after?
So very interesting questions over here. That is here, what's happening is your bone drug offer didn't work for this case over here, right? Because your bone drug offer came after you had the drink.
We have discussed.
So the bone drug offer didn't help you for your kind of your drink of coke.
Yeah.
But now, when you make al hakefen, will it now help for that?
No. If you make bone drug.
Yes.
So the beauty of this religion is, my friends, you can't go wrong. You're both right. The Mishabura pasta was like, that's not helpful. The Mishabura has what's it does the next time. Mishabura pasta is no good.
Right.
And a Shulchan Aruch Pasta is that the word.
So you